Hi there, and welcome to the God News You Can Use podcast. I'm Corey Reynolds, and we bring you good news, but we call it God News You Can Use. As it says in James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. There is good stuff happening out there, and we focus on that. Forget about all the bad news just for a little while. Take a break and enjoy some God news you can use with story number one.
We're not broken.
That comes from a young man who works at a Charleston, South Carolina coffee shop. You see, it's called Biddy and Bo's, and the owner of that particular coffee shop goes out of her way to make sure to hire those with special needs, the community that is otherwise overlooked for employment. I have a brother who's deaf, and I went through this many times with him, watching him be denied employment over and over again because people didn't know if they could communicate with him. Well, the owner of this coffee shop shouldn't even think about things like that.
As a parent of a child with special needs, you start thinking about their future, and one of the obstacles that people with disabilities face is finding meaningful employment. And the coffee shop was born out of that need. For a long time, people with disabilities have had opportunities to work, but they've been in the back. Their faces haven't been seen. And so at Biddy and Bo's Coffee, the first face you see when you walk in is someone like Sam.
Me, Trista, we're not broken. We're not broken.
My grandmother used to have a saying that if God made you, he didn't make mistakes, and he certainly didn't make any with you. I never forgot that because, you know, as my teenage self, I was always complaining about something outwardly or inwardly, but she set me straight for sure. And what does it say in God's word? Well, the same thing in Psalm 139, 13, and 14. For it was you who created my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you because I have been remarkably and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know this very well. God News You Can Use, story number two. Someone should make a movie called Love During the Pandemic. And if they did, I know exactly who should star in it. Joy and John of upstate New York. Why? Because they found love during the pandemic. And at the tender age of 94, I should actually say, they found love again.
You haven't held hands with me all day, by the way.
Hold my hand.
This week, John and Joy held a rehearsal for their spring wedding. It'll be the silk purse at the end of this sow's year.
He's a lot of baloney.
Did you ever think it was just too hard?
No.
She was worth it. It was a pain in the neck, though.
Perseverance.
They're so cute. They're getting hitched, too. Yes, you heard that there. They say it's all about good company. Isn't that true? In 2 Timothy 2:22, it says, "So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart." Amen and amen. And finally, story number three today comes out of Rogers, Arkansas. By the way, I spent some time there as my youngest son, Michael, and his family lived there for a while. Awesome community, by the way. And you know what? It gets more awesome because like most of us, neighbors this particular day just going about their business, when they heard a very loud explosion, they realized that that explosion was a neighbor's house and they went running, not hesitating, hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. It was a big explosion. Inside, they found their neighbor Mary alive in a shower. She had burns on her legs and feet, crying out for help. Despite that there was a propane leak, one after another went in there to pull her out while others comforted her, holding her hand until help could arrive.
They weren't thinking about themselves. They were just thinking about helping somebody. And that's the type of people that they are. And that's, for the most part, that's everybody in this neighborhood.
Somebody needs help. You go help them. You know, that's what I did. It was pretty simple. Didn't take no thinking.
We had a tree fall in a neighbor's house in the community where I live during a big windstorm a few years ago. And that particular day, I met more of my neighbors than in any other time that I've lived here. In John 15:13, it says, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Another God News You Can Use podcast in the works. Why? Because God is always on the job. You can check me out meanwhile at GodNewsYouCanUse.com. And make sure you just type in that one O there because God News is always good news.